T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's good quality, by the way.
Yeah. So it's straight from Phoenix. So it's original. Uncle Paddy, do you have any, like, fake brands in your closet? Please be honest. That way you know it's fake. Right. But you bought it anyway. Or maybe you
bought it, but you know it's fake, but you still want
it. Or maybe you found out afterwards.
Not anymore. I did.
But not anymore. Okay, yeah. Okay, all right. No, we're just talking about counterfeit products and how they've flooded the market. And we just got to see a Lusaka-based Chinese businessman who was fined $1,200 yesterday for selling a counterfeit Puma product. So that is what's coming through from that. And I think generally people see two sides of this. Others feel it's an issue of affordability, what works for them. But let's also remember that there is a legal side of this. If you plan on getting into this business, I guess you know some of the consequences as well of having these products. Even if you're just selling, you are the retailer here, you find that maybe the products that you ordered get to be recalled and so on, and you get to lose out in terms of your business. So something to keep in mind out there. But I know it's a big business, like someone mentioned, and some people just won't stop. They'll continue, and life carries on. Speaking of carrying on, let's carry on with the rest of the show this morning. Up next is the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headline. Government in final stage of completing quarterly fuel pump price review. Mining expert urges government to hand over Kikonge gold mine to ZCCMIH. And in global news, Trump abandons attack mode as Minneapolis shooting backlash grows. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. Energy Minister Makoso Chikwete has announced that government is in the final stage of completing a quarterly fuel pump price review to ensure a more predictable pricing. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chikwete says the review is aimed at shifting from monthly assessments to quarterly evaluations. A move, he says, is expected to provide more predictable pricing and enable businesses to plan effectively. The minister explains that the new framework will be supported by measures to improve market competitiveness, supply management, and strategic arrangements to stabilize supply. Mr. Chikwete is optimistic that the framework will be functional by the end of the first quarter.
I want to assure the nation that the issues of the petroleum product, the pricing that we are doing monthly, our team, my team, is busy looking at quarterly. We are almost there. We'll be able to give the information. We'll be able to announce to the nation whether we are getting to a success, which I believe we are getting there, to make sure that now, instead of monthly, we are likely to move to quarterly, which will be a plus also, is a way of making business. Our business people are able to plan nicely other than having it monthly.
Mining expert Charles Molila is calling on government to hand over the Kikonge gold mine to ZCCM Investment Holdings to allow Zambia to derive maximum value from its natural resources. Mr. Molila believes state control through ZCCMIH will enhance transparency, accountability, and long-term planning, retaining mining proceeds in the country for reinvestment. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Molila notes that local participation, especially by license holders, can significantly contribute to sustainable economic growth and national development. He is also urging government to expedite geological mapping, currently at 52.8%, to provide accurate data on mineral deposits, enabling host communities to benefit from mining activities. Mr. Molila says the recent decision by the Zambia Army to remove illegal artisanal miners at Kikonge is an opportunity for government to establish a structured and sustainable mining framework.
So if we retain our own mine, even at 100%, it will allow us to get revenue, because we are not using any multinational enterprises or any foreign investor. It will be holding Zambia just like Chile has its own mine. It gets the total benefits out of it, because we have given a lot of mining companies with a shareholding of maybe we remain with 20, they have 80%, but there is nothing to show off in that 20%. So the only solution we can have is to have, if we say 60%, yes, of course, that is also sustainable, because the one with the money will come in with 40%.
Two political parties participating in the Kasama mayoral by-elections have expressed optimism of scooping the seat ahead of voting day on Thursday this week. Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, Deputy Secretary General George Piri says the party under the Tonse Alliance will emerge as winners, attributing the confidence to developmental projects undertaken by the previous mayor who belonged to the alliance and the momentum from the Chawama victory.
We are on course with everything. The ECZ have done their part. They did the verification in Lusaka. The process was transparent and inclusive. FDD, together with the Tonse Alliance, we feel that we are going to carry the day, because we are moving into this election with the momentum from the Chawama election. And the ground is just fertile for change. You saw what happened in Chawama.
Meanwhile, UPND deputy spokesperson Elvis Nkandu believes the ruling party will win due to government-initiated developmental projects nationwide and the enabling environment they have created for peaceful campaigns.
The president has created an enabling environment for every political party to campaign without problems. Since we came here, we've never experienced anything like violence, and everyone is happy, I believe. We are also happy as a party that we have a party, we have a president who has told us not to get involved in violent activities, and we are following what he has been preaching. So far, so good. Definitely, we came here to make sure that we scoop the zip, so we are looking forward to such.
Six candidates are competing for the Kasama mayoral seat, which fell vacant after the death of PF's Teresa Kolala on the 5th of December 2025. The Zambia Army has denied allegations of corruption by security forces during operations against illegal mining. Zambia Army spokesperson Colonel Sidney Mwewa has dismissed the claims as baseless, stressing the military's professionalism and commitment to protecting national peace, security, and future. Colonel Mwewa has told Phoenix News in an interview that fighting illegal mining is a patriotic duty, requiring unified support behind government initiatives to ensure stability and security. He has expressed disappointment that a serious issue of illegal mining, which devastates the environment and compromises national security, is being politicized and trivialized by some individuals. Colonel Mwewa's comment comes after UPND Northwestern Province Youth Chairperson Bruce Kanema alleged corruption by security forces in illegal mining operations.
Our work is guided by law, national interest, and a deep responsibility to protect the peace, security, and the future of our nation. It is therefore unfortunate that some individuals have chosen to politicize the issue of illegal mining, while others deliberately ignore its devastating impact on our environment, on the safety of the miners, our livelihoods, and our collective freedom. On allegations of corruption involving officers, substantiated allegations of such nature and public speculation will not distract us from our mandate. These attempts are often intended to shift focus and derail the important work that we are doing. This fight is about our country, our future, and our shared responsibility to safeguard it.